Hey, Russell, Chip told us a story today about when you were a minor league baseball player. You had a game in Eugene, and I guess you got in touch with him to talk football with him. What do you recall from that day?
Well, it was a great experience. I was I had the opportunity to play obviously minor league baseball, and I got to meet Coach Kelly. I was out in Eugene, Oregon at the time, and so I got to spend the day with him. Basically, he picked me up, and we kind of just he kind of just showed me around the University of Oregon. Kind of showed me, their whole facility, what they do there, the academic area. We just had a really good experience, and he's a great coach. He really knows how to coach those guys really well and get those guys fired up. So being around him was a pleasure.
What was the impetus of the visit? What prompted you to want to do that?
I was just right there. I was right in the city, and obviously I played football, college football at the time. And so that's basically why.
Hey, Russell, the Eagles, when Andy Reid was here, liked you coming out of college. Did you think that there was a chance that you could be an Eagle? I mean, I know you were selected ahead by Seattle, but was there any thought of maybe you might be an Eagle when you...
Yeah, I definitely thought so. I think that was one of the top teams that was really, really talking to me. So, it was definitely, it was an East Coast team that I knew a lot about and all that. So, I definitely thought that was a possibility.
One of the scouts, Dan Jeremiah, said you were texting him during the draft, kind of encouraging him and the Eagles to pick you. How many teams did you do that to, or was that to the Eagles specifically?
Certain teams I talked to a lot. I had some really good relationships, like with Jeremiah and stuff. So I had a really good relationship with them. But, I always said, and I said in the draft process, whatever team picked me, I was going to try to make the other 31 other teams regret it, for not picking me. So, I'm grateful to be a Seattle Seahawk, obviously. It's a tremendous honor to be the starting quarterback for this team and this franchise. And I do have tons of respect for the Eagles and what they're about. I grew up, watching the Eagles a good amount, being from the East Coast and watching those famous players like Donovan McNabb and all the other players that they had. I have a lot of respect for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, Russell, you per game you're running the ball more. I mean, you don't have the receivers you did a year ago, Golden Tate, et cetera. Is that by design, or is that just what teams are giving you?
More so giving me. I never really try to run the ball. I try to hand the ball to our star-studded running back and Marshawn Lynch and Robert Turbin, who's a superstar too. In my opinion. So, I try to hand the ball off to those guys and let them do the work. And if it's there, I try to take it and just try to get something positive out of it. I'm not trying to bang into a whole bunch of guys. I'm trying to get down and make the smart play.
Mark, Russell, are you still doing a lot of zone read when you do run?
Not all the time. I think it's a good mixture of things that we do. I truly think that, in my opinion, I always tell my quarterback coach too, is Coach Smith, is that, I'm trying to hand the ball 100% of the time to Marshawn Lynch. And then if for some reason there's just nobody out there, then I take it.
Russell, what impressed you most about the Eagles' defense when you looked at them on tape?
Just their versatility. I mean, they really fly around. They're so amped up. They make a lot of plays, get to the ball. Their whole football team is energized. I think starting through Coach Chip Kelly, how he gets those guys energized, I think their whole team is that way. And so it's going to be an exciting game. We know that. It's going to be a battle to the end. We know that we're going to have to play great physical football and be on time and capitalize on third down in the red zone.
Russell, your team was sitting at 3-3 at one point in the season. What was the impetus for the turnaround, do you think?
Well, I think just having to step up. I think that making sure that everybody was on the same page and just continue to work hard. I mean, we have one of the toughest schedules, and that's no excuse. You have to keep playing championship football every week. That's what we look forward to, and that's what we've been able to do the past couple weeks.
Hey, Russell, I was talking to Bo Allen about when you transferred from NC State to Wisconsin. And, I know that's ancient history to you now, but you had to have tremendous confidence just to come in there and be the quarterback when you didn't know anybody on that team. And can you tell me a little bit about that? What was it like, and how did you end up, I know what happened at NC State, but how did you end up picking Wisconsin instead of some other team?
Well, I went to NC State, obviously. I played football and baseball there, and my coach had told me to basically transfer, and so I had to figure out, you know, I had already graduated in 3 years, and I was in grad school for a year, so I was trying to figure out, okay, now I can go anywhere I want, you know, so where should I go? And so I couldn't go anywhere in the ACC, so it came down to I got a whole bunch of calls. I was still playing minor league baseball. I was still trying to figure out if I wanted to play in the big leagues or not, you know. So I kept getting a whole bunch of calls from SEC schools and Big Ten and Pac-12 schools and all that. And I basically narrowed it down to Auburn, Wisconsin, took a visit to both schools. You know, Cam Newton had just left Auburn and just won the Heisman Trophy. Wisconsin was a great football team who just went to the Rose Bowl. And so for me, I took a trip to Wisconsin. I fell in love with the people, the players, the atmosphere, the coaching staff, the academics there. It was just a great place for me to continue my football career. And I knew that, you know, the offensive coordinator I was going to have was Paul Christ, who's now the head coach at the University of Pittsburgh, but he ran a pro-style offense. And I knew that with that offense, it was going to help me improve. You know, I knew that, you know, as a 5'11 quarterback that can make all the pros, but we have to be very, very intelligent in doing that. And playing behind a big offensive line like the guys that you had at University of Wisconsin was only going to help me. And so that's one of the reasons why I went there, because I wanted to prove to people that I could play behind a huge offensive line. That was not a factor. My height wasn't a factor. And so it was a great experience, though. I'll say this. When I walked into that locker room, as you asked, you know, you talked to Bo and all that, but I remember I called a players-only meeting, and I talked to the guys about, you know, how I was coming there not just to be given the starting job, but I wanted to compete and I wanted our football team to win. You know, I wanted to win the national championship. I wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. I wanted to do all those special things and win the Big Ten championship game. And so, you know, I kind of told them my story. I kind of told them my background, and that way they could get to know me. That was one of the first days. I got there July 1st, and then everybody, you know, obviously everybody was gone because of the 4th of July. So that was, I believe, on July 7th that everybody came back. And so we had that meeting. And so ever since then, it was kind of just we kick-started it, and I wanted to learn the whole playbook in 21 days, and it kind of tested me in terms of how quickly I could learn and how quickly I could, you know, in the sense of, you know, how professional I could be, you know, and that was a great thing about it. It was easy for me because I played professional baseball. I knew how to go into a locker room and just be myself and not be any different, you know, still, you know, always work hard, have my shirt tucked in and go to work, you know, and that's just the way I always am, sit up in the front of the class and ask questions, you know, and it's just God's graced me with that.
Hey, Russell, on the zone read, have you noticed teams playing you any differently over the 3 years that you've been in the NFL in terms of that play?
No, it's just it's a tough play, but, you know, it's just, like I said, you know, guys, I'm really trying to hand it off, and I think teams understand that I'm trying to hand it off, so they have to respect Marshawn Lynch. They have to respect Robert Turbin because, you know, we hand the ball off a good amount, and we're going to play physical football, and we're going to play action and do some things and empty it out and make some plays. And so, you know, I'm really honestly trying to hand the ball off, and so it's hard for teams to really just account for me because, you know, they understand that I'm not a runner. You know, I can run, but I'm not a runner.
Even with that, have you noticed opposing defenses using a spy on you very frequently? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think most teams try to have somebody on me usually. I have somebody aware for me. You know, I think that's always kind of been the case, though, you know, ever since I played football, really, to be honest with you.
Hey, Chip has also spoken to us about coaching against you when you were at Wisconsin. What do you recall from that game against Oregon?
Well, it was a great game. I know that. It came down to the wire, and you know, he one upped me right at the end there. But it was a great game. He's a great coach, and I have a lot of respect for Coach Kelly. Like I said earlier, you know, I got to spend the whole day with him before, and I have a great relationship with him. And so, you know, this is going to be a great game. It's going to be one of those games that you're not going to be able to forget. You know, hopefully, and it's going to be a battle, and we're looking forward to it.
Was the visit with the Chip in Oregon, was that during the time that you were transferring from NC State to Wisconsin? Or?
Oh, man, I'm trying to remember.
You weren't considering Oregon.
I really don't recall, to be honest with you guys. I don't recall, to be honest with you. But, you know, it was a good experience. I just got to see him and be around him. I had that night or that day free because I was playing that night, so I got to see him and all that. So it was cool. You get to see some of the players, too, and just meet people.
Russell, where is this offense in your mind now compared to this point last year?
I think we're right in the right spot. You know, I think that we've got to capitalize, and we just got to keep playing great football. You know, it's December and it's the last month of the season, and that's where championship players make championship plays. So we'll see what happens.
Russell, Chip talked about how even when you you know, move out of the pocket or running, you rarely take a big hit, and you seem to have a knack for that. Where did you develop that?
Just understanding that, you know, live for another down, you know, salvage the play. Don't take unnecessary hits. You know, I'm trying to play the game for 15, 20 years. So I got to be smart out there.
Russell, I heard you took the offense out to Hermosa Beach before the season for the second straight year. What prompted you to do it in the first place, and why do you keep going back there?
It's just a great team bonding experience where we can get to know each other but also really grow and get ready for the season to start up make sure we're going through the plays and having a great experience and working out together and just being around each other. And so it's an unbelievable experience for us. We look forward to it. We've been talking about it already, what we're going to do. And so it's just something that you look forward to. But at the same time, you know, we got this game this week that we're looking forward to, and we're really excited about this moment.
Russell, there had been a report earlier this year. There was dissension in the locker room and a question raised about whether some of your teammates felt you were, quote-unquote, black enough. That was a question that came up a long time ago here for Donovan McNabb. Did you ever discuss that or reach out to Donovan in any way? And kind of what has come of this? What's your take on that situation now?
I don't even really know how to respond to those type of questions. You know, I don't think that that there's no validity to that. I'm educated. I'm gifted by the grace of God to be able to have, you know, big enough hands to throw the football and play the game of football, you know, and so, you know, hopefully to lead. You know, I don't think it has anything to do with your race or anything like that. So, you know, I don't know, where that came from, but at the end of the day, you know, I know I'm focused on championships and winning big-time football games.
Russell, obviously playing for Pete, and you had the chance to meet and sit down with Chip for a day. What kind of similarities do you see between the two of them?
Well, they're very energetic. And they know their football. You know, they're a player's coach, and they're gonna uplift their players and have them play at the highest level. And so that's what you respect about both coaches, and Coach Kelly and Coach Carroll. I can really speak about Coach Carroll because I've played with him. You know, but you know, I've gotten to know Coach Chip Kelly. But you know, playing with Coach Carroll is one of a kind. You know, he's truly a special coach. He's a Hall of Fame type coach, and so to be around him is something special.
In your experience traveling west to east, what are the challenges, if any, associated with that?
I think we do a great job of traveling. We leave early and get there and kind of get our feet wet and just kind of get used to where we are, and so it's no challenge for us. We look forward to going all the way out to the East Coast.